μήνας μου πως θα μ' αρνηθείς. Αμάν, αμάν. Μήνας μου πως θα μ' αρνηθείς. Καμέ το να ξεγνιάσω, καμέ το να ξεγνιάσω. Τέτοια ζωή, αμάν, αμάν. Για δεβαστώ τέτοια ζωή, να τρέμω μη σε χάσω, να τρέμω μη σε χάσω. Καράβια, καράβια πάνε, καράβια πάνε στο γυαλό, αμάν ο χαμάν. Α, καράβια πάνε στο γυαλό και γλάρι στον αέρα, και γλάρι στον αέρα. Δυο μου μάτια, μα δεν μπορώ, αγάπη μου να έρχομαι κάθε μέρα. Τσεγλάρι στον αέρα, τσεγλάρι στον αέρα, τσεγλάρι στον αέρα.
Good evening and a happy Thanksgiving to everyone. This is a very special edition of Austin Hellenic Radio this evening, dedicated to the memory of one of Greece's most renowned and respected musicians, Nikos Xylouris. Joining us this evening for this special dedication is Niki Xylouri, the cousin of Nikos Xylouris, who lives right here in the Austin area. Niki, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much. It is an honor and a pleasure to be here with you. And happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners as well.
To begin our special this evening, I thought we could start out by talking a little about your experiences with Nikos growing up together in the island of Crete. You and Nikos both grew up together. What are some of your fondest memories from that time growing up with him?
There are so many that it's difficult to choose which one is better than the other. I had the most wonderful lifestyle and experiences growing up with Niko. My mother had two daughters, never a son, and he became sort of the adopted son of my mother's. So growing up with him was absolutely a spectacular experience, and an experience with memories that I shall never forget.
The first song that we started out with tonight was Minasmu, which is one of his earliest songs, and we'll move on now and we'll play another one of his early songs, which is titled Peto Psila.
Mm-hmm. the mid-80s, I was an undergraduate at the University of Athens, and my professor, Yanis Sakellarakis, who passed away not that long ago, undertook a very ambitious project, the excavation of the cave, the sacred cave, which was a sanctuary in antiquity, in which Zeus was born, the Idaean cave, which is a hop, skip, and a jump from Anoia. So this is how I found myself in this mountain, and I got to know the village a little bit and the people of the village because they participated in the excavation. So while I was there and while the excavation of the cave was going on, very often prominent members of the Anoia society would come and visit us. And of course, very welcome to our excavation were the singers, especially Xylouris' brother, Saradonis, a very humble but very, very romantic and very inspired musician, who would come to the cave while the excavation was going on, and he would take his lyre out and he would start playing traditional songs. It was very, very evocative of the spirit of the place and what was going on. Xylouris are a very big family in Anoia. There is an entire corner of the village that is inhabited by this, it's almost like a clan, and they call it Taxilureika, the Xylouris neighborhood, so to speak, and it's pretty extensive. It's a very special place, a very special mountain. It's sort of a borderland of a place because it's built high up on the mountain, right at the point above which human habitation is not that easy. And this is why this was a pastoral community. The music he played was very, very genuine, very heartfelt, and very, very traditional. He would start playing and you would think that some very sensitive chords in everybody's souls were touched in a very nice way. I heard a lot of this music and it was very beautiful, and I still hear it in my mind because I was very young and I was learning a lot, not only about archaeology but about human relationships. And I was a city boy, and feelings and relationships were much more direct and much more genuine in this very special village of Anoia. So I have a very, very fond memory.
That was Anassos Papalexandrou, Associate Professor in the Department of Art and Art History at the University of Texas at Austin, with his reflections on the time he spent in the village of Anoia and his experiences with the Xylouris family. And before that, we heard the song Peto Psila Ke Herome by Nikos Xylouris. And Niki, as Professor Papalexandrou mentioned a moment ago, the family is from the village of Anoia in Crete, which is famous throughout Greece for its cultural traditions and also for its historic role as a center of resistance to foreign occupation. Tell us about the village and how this rich history influenced Nikos' music.
It has been said, and history has proven, that this very small mountain village has produced more heroes and more legends than any other place on the island of Crete. Some of the very best singers and dancers came from Anoia, and one in particular, called Nikos Xylouris, or to Anoians, he was their god. His songs and music captured and describe the Greek psyche, the Greek heart, gaining himself the title of Archangelo of Crete.
Την αγαπώ, τη μάνα μου, την αγαπώ. Τη μάνα μου, την αγαπώ, γιατί φωνή για μένα. Ω, όπα, όπα, γιατί φωνή για μένα. Μα όχι αγάπη μου γλυκιά. Μουσική.
αγάπη μου γλυκιά, όσο αγαπώ εσένα. Σ' αγαπώ, μας είδε το κατέχεις. Αχ, μας είδε το κατέχεις. Να θέλα σου το πει, να θέλα σου το πει κανείς. Θέλα σου το πήγα, εις φιλοθέλα τον έχεις. Αχ, φιλοθέλα τον έχεις.
We just heard another song by Nikos Xyloudis titled Την Μάνα Μου Την Αγαπώ, I Love My Mother. To talk a little bit more about the family, you come from a family with a rich musical tradition. Some of his brothers and sisters and other family members have become well-known musicians in their own right. Share with us more about the family and its musical tradition.
Nikos was born and raised in Anoia. His father owned a local cafenio, which is a coffee shop, in the center, the main square of Anoia, a popular destination for men to go and play with their worry beads, their komboloi, and drink their coffee or ouzo or raki. He has three sisters and two brothers. Both brothers are also in the music business, both very artistic in composing as well as playing.
Was Nikos' interest in music apparent from an early age, and when did he begin playing and performing music for the first time?
He acquired his first lira at a very young age, I want to say around 12, 13, 14 years old, when he was actually a shepherd up in the mountains of Psiloriti, taking care of the family business. Out of his desire to occupy himself and a very strong desire to learn the music, he was self-taught to play as well as to sing.
Coming up is another song by Nikos Xyloudis titled «Απ' το χανιό την πόρτα».
Κάτε βοστοτέρισο το μνήμα, χάλι του το μνήμα να πω κάτι, ίσα ευλά να πω. Αφήστε το με να περνά που το χάνει ό,τι πορνά και να φορεί και τα αρματά όπως τα φόρηκε πρώτα.
We just heard Απ' το χανιό την πόρτα by Νίκος Ξυλούρης. And Nikki, what is the significance of music in the Cretan culture, and what does this music mean for the people of Crete?
It's the type of music that, and I have to say this in Greek, and I hope I don't lose the meaning to the translation of English. Στου γνήσιο Έλληνα τη ψυχή βρίσκεται η αρχή του κόσμου.
In the heart of every Greek, you can discover the significance of life. I only wish everyone could understand Greek to understand how we feel about life in general.
The music that Nikos was able to compose and sing is the type of music that so many people can associate with. A very short song, which we call mandinada, can be translated in so many ways, and so many people can associate to it. They can connect to it. They can truly reach the heart of a Greek by his music, by his lyrics.
And one of these songs that really resonates to this day with a lot of the people of Crete is the next one that we'll play, Na Magapa Den Magapa. What does this song mean for you when you hear it?
It brings back so many beautiful, wonderful memories of going to so many events as I was grown up. I grew up in a household with a very typical but very loving Greek mother, somewhat overprotective to a certain extent. But because she loved Nikos so much as her own son, she would allow me as a young person to go to the various events that he would play, such as weddings or baptisms or just events that he was participating or playing. I had so many wonderful memories for so many years that to this day it brings tears to my eyes to listen to his music. It was such a wonderful, wonderful period of time. I was so blessed to be grown up with him and to have his company around in our household, When he moved from Anoia to Heraklion, where I was born and raised, he lived very near our home, very near to where I was raised, and would come and visit quite often and share his experience and his activity in the beginning of his fame with us. And often we would laugh and tease him and give him a hard time. But later in life, we saw that his talent was just unfounded.
And with that, let's move on to the next song, La Magapa Den Magapa.
Γιατί ήμουν κοπέλι. Γιατί ήμουν κοπέλι, μα εδώ που τη δοκίμασα γλυκιάνε σαν το μέλι. Πόσο νύτωνε να ξεψυχήσω πάλι. Να ξεψυχήσω πάλι όταν παίρνουνε και βανές τσιβρούρες στο τσικάλι. Ωπα μικρή μ' αγάπη δε ξαναψύνω πλιο κουτιά, δε στένω πλιο τσικάλι. Δε στένω πλειό τσικάλι, έκαει κάτι μια φορά, να μην καώ την άλλη. Έλα μικρή μ' αγάπη στο διάολο το πέμπω εγώ. Στο διάολο το πέμπω εγώ, σημισακό τσικάλι. Σημισακό τσικάλι να μαγερεύει στο φαϊτό. Να μαγερεύει στο φαϊτό, βρε, και να το τρώνε άλλοι. Αγάπη να μ' αγαπά, δε μ' αγαπά, να μ' αρνηθεί δε θέλει. Να μ' αρνηθεί δε θέλει, λέω, τσι να χωρίσω με και κάθεται και κλαίει. Αγαπώ, μ' αλήθεια και μη σύσω. Αλήθεια και μη σύσω, μπροστά μου να'ρθει να σφαγεί. Μπροστά μου να'ρθει να σφαγεί, βαστώ να μη δακρύσω.
Collection for Nick Silouris is that he was a very brilliant person. He was the man who bring the Cretan heritage and the music to the tabs. The music he was hearing all over the world. He's had a very good name and he left a big legacy into the Cretan community all over the world. When Nikos was alive, I was a young man, and any place around the world I was travel, because I was on the Merchant Marines, I used to have his music, and it was very, very inspiration on me. The music was very meaningful because it was coming in from inside and the history of Crete, and also from inside and the human lives in Crete. I think a lot of people around the world, here in the United States and all over, remember Nikos as the man for all Cretans.
We just heard John Latsaris, the former governor of the 7th District of the Pan-Cretan Association of America, with his reflections on the significance and legacy of Nikos Xyloutis. Nikki, you mentioned a moment ago that the family began to realize early on that Nikos's talent in music was unfounded, and soonest was something that the rest of the island of Crete began to discover, and indeed the rest of Greece as well. He started to become very well known throughout the island and throughout the country. Tell us a little bit about his rise to fame.
A turning point in Nikos Xyloutis' career occurred with a recording in 1958. His first performed outside Greece in 1966 and won the first prize in the San Remo Folk Music Festival. Another indication of Nikos' recognition beyond our homeland of Greece came with his award by the Academy Charles Cross of France for his performance in the Cretan Rizitika Songs album with Mr. Markopoulos. In 1967, he established the first Cretan music hall, Erotokritos, in the city of Heraklion on the island of Crete. The recording of Anifandou in 1969 was a huge success. Nikos soon started performances in Athens, where Athens became his permanent residence. With all the fame that he saw in his unfortunate short career, it never really affected him in any way, shape, or form. We never saw a change in him. He was very much down to earth, very much knowing where his roots were, very much a person that you enjoy being around him at all times, at any time. We would often tease him about the fame and the fortune that he found, and often he would remind us that he was still that boy from Anoia and really didn't take the teasing very well. He wanted to remain who he was. He knew his roots and never lost sight of that.
And you've told the story that when he would come back from Athens to Anoia, he would speak the local dialect as if he had never left.
Absolutely, absolutely. And not only his family, but friends and others that had come to know Nico as a person, not necessarily as an artist, would be so proud of him to use the vocabulary and the dialect that he was accustomed to and grew up with. And he made everyone fall in love with him because, again, he never lost sight of where he came from, his foundation.
You mentioned the song that, for many people, put him on the national musical map in Greece for the first time in 1969. The song is titled Anifandou. Tell us about this song and how it resonates with you.
Anifandou is the type of song that so many people can relate to. So many people can relate to their own personal experiences in life. It's fun, it's very lightheaded, it's very, it resonates with a lot of people. Their life experience, their lifestyle. It was just one of those songs that you hear once and you remember forever.
And with that, we'll hear Anifandou by Nikos Xyloutis.
Πάντα καθίζω σας εδώ για δεν μπορώ να στέκω. Για δεν μπορώ να στέκω φως μου το γιαγκυλίτσι σου και πως θα το παλέψω.
κρίμα αγάπη να σε φιλήσω, θέλω εγώ από κάτω στο πηγούνι. Από κάτω στο πηγούνι, έτσι, 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 μωρό μου. Έτσι που παίζει και χτυπά του τράγου το κουδούνι. Μικρή μ' αγάπη να πα' να βρεις, να πα' να βρεις, να πα' να βρεις μωρό μου. Να πα' να βρεις ένα παπά μεγάλο ξέμωρο. Μεγάλο ξέμωρο και πες το από σμαρνιδικές χωρίς κι αν ένα λόγο. Μικρή μ' αγάπη εκοποδές σαν οι κροστές, εκοποδές σαν οι κροστές μπερδέψανε στο χτένι. Μπερδέψανε στο χτένι και αρρώστησε για νύφα του, αρρώστησε για νύφα του να λύνει και να μπαίνει. Αρρώστησε για νύφα του και μπλιώτσι δε ξυφαίνει. Και μπλιώτσι δε ξυφαίνει, εκοποδές σαν οι κροστές, εκοποδές σαν οι κροστές και σπάσανε οι τοχταίνοι.
As a Cretan, as a Greek, and as a citizen of this world, I believe that Nikos Xylouris, what achieved is far more than cultural. What he did is he tried to connect people together. He tried to get the people to forget about the wars, to forget about differences, and get together. And he, according to what he said, he is singing to get the people together, or in Greek, τραγουδάμε για να σμίξουμε τον κόσμο. That by itself is the single biggest message that we can remember from this legendary person. He gave whatever he was singing such a glory, such a authenticity that you could not simply ignore him. Even today, when I listen to his recordings, I still can feel this very special and original voice singing on anything he sang, and still sometimes I get goosebumps. Now, as a Cretan, first of all, what is the importance of music from Beethoven or from Liszt or from all those great German composers? It's exactly the same thing for me. Nikos Xylouris is not just another singer, he's a legend. And he became a legend because he was able to give me, as a person, an audience, exactly that unique feeling that it's never going to be old, it's never going to be new, it's classic. So Nikos Xylouris was and will be for Cretans, and also not for Cretans, for the rest of the world, the voice of freedom, first of all. Because he had the opportunity to sing about years of dictatorship. And I know for a fact that in many countries, when they get freedom, like in Middle East in some cases, they had on the radios Nikos Xylouris. So that means the penetration is far more than what we know in the everyday life.
That was Yannis Remediakis of the Hellenic Cultural Center of the Southwest in Houston, sharing with us his thoughts on Nikos Xylouris and the meaning and impact of his music. There's a very interesting story about how Nikos Xyloutis earned a special nickname. What was this nickname, and what was the significance of this name?
Cyril Nikos is really the name that he was just as well known as Nikos Xyloutis. And that was a nickname that he inherited from his grandfather. His grandfather served in the Turkish War, and everyone was saying that he was eating the Turks, meaning killing the Turks, like saraki. Saraki is the fish that we refer to as smelt. In other words, he was killing the Turks with speed and passion. He was nicknamed Sarakis. His son George inherited the name, so it was Saruyorgos. And then, of course, when Nick came into this world, he was nicknamed Saronikos. The same goes with his brother Andoni and Yanni, Sarandonis and Saroyanis.
The music of Nikos Xyloutis played a major role in expressing the sentiments of the Greek people during the military dictatorship that ruled Greece from 1967 to 1974. How did his music resonate with the people of Greece during this time?
The experience I have heard from Urania, his wife, is one that made Psaroniko a huge success beyond his music and compositions, and a hero to all Greeks, not just Anoians and Cretans anymore. In 1973, when Greece was under dictatorship, university students are protesting against the dictatorship at the Polytechnia University in Athens. Students are inside and the doors are shut. A university official even moved a car by the front door to give it further support against the military trying to break in. The military tanks are ordered to go in, and not intimidated by the force of a car or the protesting force of the students, many young people, unfortunately, were killed. Nikos is inside the university in support of the students and freedom, and no doubt he can no longer tolerate what was happening in front of his eyes. He had his lira, jumped on anything that would give him the opportunity to be heard, and sang, «Πότε θα κάνει ξαστερία?» «When will we have a starlit sky?» a traditional Cretan revolutionary song. This was the beginning of the end of the dictatorship, and another Anoian hero is born, Nikos Xyloutis, or what we refer to as Arpsaro Niko.
And Pote Tha Kani Ksasteria is a song that we'll hear next.
Ποτέ θα κάμει ξαστεριά, ποτέ θα φλε ευαρίσει, ποτέ θα φλε βαρίσει. Να πάρω το τουφέτσι μου, να πάρω το.
πιάσει. Καινούργια της παλιάς, μια ναποστιά να πέσει, μια ναποστιά να πέσει.
We just heard two songs by Nikos Xylouris. The first one, Πότε θα κάνει ξαστεριά, and that was followed by Καινούρια αγάπη και παλιά. And Niki, you travel back to Greece often to this day. How do people in Greece react when they find out that you are the cousin of Nikos Xylouris?
I will try to express a short personal experience to see how all of us with the name Xylouris were affected because of Niko. I remember at a specific year, my family and I went to Greece to visit, of course, our family. We took a cruise of the Greek islands with my husband and my children and other members of my family. And upon return in Piraea, the transportation department was on strike. So nothing was moving, not buses, not taxis. So when we stepped outside to try to see how we can find our way to our destinations, I struck a conversation with a total stranger, and he wanted to know where I'm from, what was my name, so I gave him my Greek name, Niki Xylouris, and immediately he said, I will give you transportation to where you need to go. I said, well, it's impossible, you're on strike, I don't want you to get into trouble, I cannot impose to do that. He said, no, you're a relative to Niko, and I feel it will be an honor for me to try to help you. So by now, I'm too embarrassed to say that we actually need two cars because of all the luggage that we had with us. So he waved off the strike line, one of his friends, that came over and took us with our belongings to our hotel. And when we arrived, we naturally wanted to compensate him for the danger that we possibly could have put him into, and for his time and effort. He absolutely refused to take $1, simply because my name was Xylouris, and he felt that he wanted to do something for Niko, and this was his way of expressing his appreciation for his music and his generosity to all the Greeks. It was an experience that I shall never forget, as this person really didn't know us at all. We're not obligated to put themselves on the line for us. But to have the name is obviously an honor that I shall treasure to the day that I pass on.
And what's significant about the story that you just shared is that even though Nikos Xyloudis passed away at a young age in 1980, and even though over 30 years have gone by since his death, the name Nikos Xyloudis still is just as respected, just as resonant as it was back when Nikos was still alive and still performing his music in Greece. And we saw an example of this, even this year, during the protest movements taking place in Greece, where during a lot of these protests, the music of Nikos Xyloudis would be heard and would be played. It's indicative of the fact that even the young generations in Greece, who may not even have been alive when Nikos Xyloudis was performing, know of his work and respect his work, and find his music to be just as significant and symbolic as it was over 30 years ago.
That's very true. His music is obviously adored by many, but it speaks volume for the character of the man as well. He has passed on, unfortunately, for over 30 years now, but his memory lives on to beyond our expectations, that people are still so respectful, not only to his music, but to him as an individual. He was a very kind-hearted person, a very generous person, a person that you would like to have, not only as a family member, but a friend for the rest of your life.
And with that, we'll move on to our next song by Nikos, titled Kane Mia Volta Sto Horio.
Όπα πολύ καιρό, πολύ καιρό είχα στο χωριό. Πολύ καιρό είχα στο χωριό να βγω να κάμω βόητα, αχ να βγω να κάμω βόητα. Και θα αργένε, και θα αργένε η αγάπη μου, αμάν, αμάν. Όπα και θα αργένε η αγάπη μου, πως έχασα την πόρτα, αχ πως έχασα την πόρτα. Ω, κάμε μια βόητα, κάμε μια βόητα στο χωριό. Κάμε μια βόητα στο χωριό και πες μου ποιος αρέσει, αχ και πες μου ποιος αρέσει. Έλα καημένη δε, καημένη δε παντρεύεσαι, αμάν, αμάν. Όπα, όπα καημένη δε παντρεύεσαι, γιατί είμαι εγώ στη μέση, αχ γιατί είμαι εγώ στη μέση. Κάμε μια βόητα στο χωριό και πες μου ποιος αρέσει, καημένη δε παντρεύεσαι, γιατί είμαι εγώ στη μέση, αχ γιατί είμαι εγώ στη μέση.
Nikos is a special person. Nikos, I feel personally that it was the legend of the Cretan music. It was a person that it makes you feel, anytime you listen to his music and you put your mind into his music, to feel so warm about what he's talking, the rhythm and everything else. And also provides you something that you have lost. For example, you know, a person that you knew for years and years and years, and somehow you lost him, a very close person to you. His music, you want to listen to him again and again and again. It's a legend of the Cretan music, as I said earlier. And this happened because Nikos Xylouris had a special touch. He was talking to people, he was talking to the youth. The youth adapted his music, and most of the people. And especially, you know, during the years of the junta, people got very attached with Nikos Xylouris' music. I believe one of his biggest success, it was because Nikos Xylouris, he was singing the songs not only with a technique, but he used his heart. He put everything, you know, to his music. And this is the reason he has star so high, and no more than 30 years after his death, 1980, we're still talking about him, we're still listening to his music, and this is incredible. And anything he has said, any song that he has sing, and anything he has composed, he has been locked in our hearts. And this is why he has passed through the generations. The Prime Minister of Greece, Eleftherios Venizelos, from Chania, Crete, once he said, "Ο άντρας κάνει τη γενιά και όχι η γενιά τον άντρα," meaning the man makes the generation and not the generation creates a man. And I think this is the absolute truth with Nikos Xylouris. He created his own generation, his own music, with his kindness, his love, and all of his songs that he sings. He started actually with Kritikopoula and then Glenn Eirinatas Kardias, and he also, as far as I remember, went outside of Greece abroad. And if I'm not mistaken, Nikos Xylouris awarded the Academy Charles Cross of France when he presented the Rizitika songs. And that was an album that he created back then with Markopoulos. So Nikos Xylouris is a special person. It's inside our hearts, and his songs, and they will stay for us forever. It was so big that, if I remember correctly, back when he was dying, it was a song that he wanted to compose. Μάνα κι αν έρθουν οι φίλοι μου κι αν έρθουν οι δικοί μας, να μην τους πεις απ' και απόθανα, να τους βαροκαρδίσεις. Στρώσους τάβλα να γευτούν, κλείνε να κοιμηθούν.
That was George Zambanekis, the president of the Cretans Association of Houston, with his reflections on the life and legacy of Nikos Xylouris.
Throughout the broadcast, we have heard the thoughts and reflections of individuals who have been touched by the music of Nikos Xylouris and by the heartfelt generosity of his family. What does it mean to you when you hear how much Nikos Xylouris means to people, even so many years after his death?
O Panagia mou, it truly brings tears to my eyes and heart to hear how so many people have been moved by the Anoyanos son, Nikos Xylouris, and his music to this day. Nikos' brilliance shines not only during his lifespan, but beyond and after his early passing. 2 years ago, I was honored to be invited by the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia to speak about Niko on the 30th anniversary of his passing. To have Niko be honored 30 years after his death by such a respected institution as an Ivy League school speaks volume to all the Xylouridas, and especially for Niko's legacy.
Do you have any final memories that you would like to share with our listeners about Nikos and what he meant for you, not just as a musician, but as a cousin and as a family member?
There are so many beautiful memories that I shall cherish forever. He was very kind, very generous, extremely talented. Not only him, but his wife, his family, his personal family as well. His memory lives on, as I've mentioned earlier, beyond the expectations of any of us to comprehend how respected this man and his music and his legacy stays on 31 years later, to have people from all over the world celebrate his achievement in such a short lifespan.
The final song that we'll play this evening was mentioned in the comments made earlier by George Zobanakis, the president of the Creedence of Houston, and it has some very special significance for you and also for Nikos Xyloudis, the musician as well. The title of this song is Manakian Erthun Ifilimu. Tell us what is so significant about this song.
It's truly so sad to hear the song, and I try not to play that particular one very often, because it just brings tears to my heart, not just to my eyes. But to talk about death, to talk about how to receive his friends after death, and that's basically what the song says. It's terribly sad. His departure was way, way too soon, and it was very unfortunate. But we're still fortunate to have beautiful memories to cherish in our lifetime. So for that, we're very grateful to him and his family, and especially his wife, Rania, who still shares so much with all of us.
Τα αρματά τους, οι τα τους και σαν εξύπνοι και σαν εξυπνήσουν το πρωί. Και σαν ξυπνή και σαν ξυπνήσουν το πρωί και σ' αποχαι και σ' αποχαιρετούνε σε χαιρετούνε πες το πες τούτος πως αποθανά.
Thank you very much for joining us on this special evening, on this Thanksgiving evening, to talk about your recollections and your memories of growing up with Nikos Xyloudis and for sharing with us your thoughts on the significance of his music. And it should be mentioned here that you selected the music personally for this special, so we thank you for that as well. It was quite an honor to have you on our program this evening.
The honor is all mine, and I so very much appreciate the opportunity to speak about Nico and his family, his memory, and the music that he left for all of us to enjoy. Especially on Thanksgiving Day, we have so many things to be so thankful for, and to be given the opportunity to be thankful once more about Nico and his life, his music, and the legacy he left behind. I am very appreciative, and on behalf of all the Xyloudis family, we thank you for this great, great day. I also would like to thank you for the opportunity of allowing me to select the music for this evening, which are parts of my favorite songs, songs and mandinadas that remind me more of Nico's and our growing up years together. Thank you for that opportunity. It was very meaningful to me.
Niki, thank you once more for your help in making this special broadcast possible. This concludes the Austin Hellenic Radio dedication to Nikos Xyloudis. I'd like to thank everyone who helped contribute to the broadcast on and off the air, and to thank you, our listener, for tuning in this Thanksgiving evening. Stay tuned for more Austin Hellenic Radio programming coming up next.